ඔබරැඳ සිරින්නේ SBS සිංහල සේවය සමකෙන් වැඩිතුර තොරතුරු දැනගැනීමට පිවිසන්න sps.com.au/සිංහල වෙපඩවයට.
Today we are shining a light on a moment of national recognition and quiet dedication. Sam Mathukorala has recently been awarded the Medal of the Order of Australia, the OAM, for his outstanding service and contribution to the community. It is an honor that reflects years of commitment, leadership and tireless work behind the success. Sam has been living in Australia for over 26 years, and this recognition marks a significant milestone in his long journey of community service. Over the decades, he has been actively involved in a wide range of community organizations, spanning cultural groups, sporting associations, and social welfare and well-being initiatives. Joining us now on SBS Sinhala is Sam Mathukorala to share his journey, the meaning behind receiving the OAM recognition. Sam is currently the CEO of the Ethnic Council of Shepparton and District. Sam, can you tell us about your experience working in Shepparton, particularly in supporting multicultural communities from diverse backgrounds?
If you look at Shepparton has been a leading destination for multicultural communities since early 19th centuries. So we had the pre- and postal migrant communities from Italy, Greece, Albania, and Turkey. So these are the people put the foundation for multiculturalism in Shepparton. And after that, there are a lot of other communities, including Chinese and the Indian Punjabi communities, migrated to Shepparton. And if you look at the census data in 2021, it says that 10 to 15% of the population is multicultural. When they're talking about that 10 to 15%, they're talking only the refugee and asylum seeker communities. They're predominantly from Iraq, Afghanistan, Congo, Sudan, South Sudan, and the newest Syrian communities. These are the communities that we serve daily through our services as an organization. And also in between, you got the other communities, the skilled migrants, business migrants, spouse migrants, overseas students and business visa holders, and also working visa people. And also, unfortunately, there are some people, they're on bridging visas and temporary visas due to various reasons. So as an organization, we do support all these organizations. And that is one of the blessings I had working for this organization, to make a difference to these people's life, regardless of how they come, why they come. When they're in Australia, we have the ability to make their life better. And through this organization, I had the ability to provide that service to these communities and make a difference in their life. And I'm so grateful for these communities' support, also for me to actually get this honor by providing the service that that they deserve to get. And I'm honored and humbled to accept this honor as part of our service.
At a time when there is visible debate around migration in Australia, with both supportive and opposing voices becoming more prominent, you have experienced the migrant journey firsthand, beginning as an international student and now serving as a leader in an ethnic community service organization. What are your thoughts on the current climate surrounding migration?
Yeah, I think that that's due to lack of understanding. And the migrants have been settling in Australia for a very long time. People coming from New Zealand and due to Trans-Tasman Agreement, and also people coming from European backgrounds and also the South Asian background and things like that, and especially from Africa. There's so many people coming, and then sometimes as a community, we don't have the understanding of each other, why they're coming here, what their background, what their needs. And when you talk about the anti-immigration, and it is quite disheartening as a multicultural country, and especially Victoria has been a multicultural state, that the contribution of the multicultural communities is immense. And if you look at the sectors in this area, we produce 20% of Australia's dairy production from this area, and 47% of fruit and veg from this area of the Victorian production. These industries actually run on multicultural people. So multiculturalism is a significant part of this country, this state. And therefore, when you say anti-immigration, so it is somewhat actually against the Australian values. And we all Australians actually coming from all over the world, in settling down in the First Nations country. And then what we had to do is we had to value each other's backgrounds. We had to value each other's religions. And also we had to value each other's beliefs. When you do that, so then country's going to be in a better place rather than we are trying to actually find reasons to divide ourselves and trying to blame one community or other or the migrants. And once we work together, we can achieve more. And also, that will be for the betterment of future Australia. Regardless of what's happening now, if you look at the future Australia, it's going to be lots of multicultural communities and intercultural marriages, interracial marriages. It's going to be more multicultural than ever. So what we had to do is when you making comments for whatever the agenda or the gain that they plan to achieve, we had to be really careful not valuing Australia as a multicultural country and not valuing the people's contribution and not allowing the social cohesion to grow. And as a country, what we can do is we can have strong policies to actually make sure when you become Australians, you get your understanding of the your entitlement and also as rights and responsibilities as well. When you come to this country, you had to establish yourself, get the support, and also make sure that you all work to actually make Australia a better place for all the other migrants to come in the future as well. So therefore, I don't think that if they understand the multiculturalism in Australia and their contribution and their value for this country to actually make that kind of comments.
Sam Atukorale, congratulations once again on receiving the OAM and thank you for sharing your story with us on SBS Sinhala. Your journey is a reminder that meaningful change often begins with steady, consistent efforts and a deep commitment to the community. We wish you continued success in the years ahead and we look forward to seeing the many more lives you will undoubtedly inspire.
SBS.
මේ වගේ තවත් තොරතුරු දැනගන්න කැමතිද? එහෙමනම් Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify හෝ ඔබගේ podcast ලබා ගන්න ඕනෑම මාධ්‍යකින් අපට සවන් දෙය හැකේ.